Now, I'm delighted to welcome to Northside Today a regular contributor from the Automobile Association of Ireland, Barry Allward. Barry, hello and welcome to the programme again.
Good morning, Tony. How are you?
I am well. Barry, we are talking today on the eve, or almost the eve, we're 60-odd days out from Brexit. And as each day passes, the possibility has gone to a probability, I suppose, of a hard border. And the issue we're going to discuss today is green cards for motorists. Maybe you could tell us what those green cards are, Barry.
Yes, so how the system works at the moment is there's basically a mutual recognition of every EU country, and there's a couple more joined to that as well, so I believe Serbia and Andorra are part of it, where they accept a green card system whereby it's just a document provided by your insurer in Ireland to prove that you are insured and that it entitles you to the minimum legal standard of insurance in the country that you are driving in. Now, because there's a mutual recognition of all the countries signed up to the treaty around us, the physical green card isn't required anymore, so people can drive in Northern Ireland, drive in the UK, drive elsewhere in the EU, and they don't have to get this physical green card. Now, unfortunately, in the event of a no-deal Brexit, Britain would fall out of its current agreement around honouring the green card system in a non-physical sense, so motorists who are travelling in Northern Ireland or the UK would then need to have a physical green card, which is, again, a document provided by your insurer just to confirm that you are insured. Now, it's to be confirmed if this will ever be needed. We really won't know until we know what happens with Brexit. But in the event of a no-deal Brexit, we could see a return to that green card system.
And Barry, the question then begs to be asked, and I presume that this is a question maybe you're not even in a position to answer, but we will say that there is a no-deal Brexit and my insurance company issues me with a green card. Who's going to check that I have this green card? Is there going to be actually, I suppose the question really, Barry, is there going to be somebody on the border to check that I have a green card when I cross over? Or is it in the event of me being stopped by a police force in the territory of the United Kingdom?
Yeah, so how it's envisioned to work and how it would have worked previously, prior to the current agreements around the system, is that it's just for you to produce if you are stopped by a police officer in the UK or Northern Ireland. Now, again, in terms of how that will work with the border, whether there will be a border check or if there will even be a border, we all would see what's going to happen there. But how it would have worked previously and how we would expect it to work as things currently stand in the event of an no-deal Brexit is that it is just a document for you to have on your person if you are stopped by a police officer.
Barry, I mean, we know you regularly from your motoring tips, and we speak about all things motoring to you and to your colleague Conor Faulkner there on a regular basis. But also, people should be familiar with the fact that part of the AA is the AA insurance, so you actually insure vehicles as well. So for customers of insurance companies, do they have to apply for the green card? If so, when? Or will it be a thing that the insurance companies are going to sit back, see what happens with Brexit, and depending which way the ball bounces, so to speak, issue their customers with green cards then?
So they're still kind of to be decided around some of that, but how we currently envision things running is that essentially, the application time for a green card is works out at about 4 weeks if a physical green card system is necessary. There's also potentially the option that a print-at-home green card will be accepted, which would obviously shorten the application time. But in the event that a physical green card has to be issued directly by the insurer, there's expected to be a four-week kind of notice period required. So at the moment, we're looking at March 29th as the day that a no-deal Brexit could happen if it was to happen. So if we reach the start of March and there's no indication that a deal is well, that a deal is going to be signed, or there's no indication that the Brexit process could be delayed. From the 1st of March, people who believe that they will have to travel in Northern Ireland or the UK can then start contacting their own individual insurer, apply for one of these cards. But again, I think the best advice we can give to Moshe at the moment is to just keep an eye on what happens in relation to Brexit, but also if you know kind of there's a journey coming down the line that will take you into Northern Ireland, just bear in mind this is something you may have to apply for. I think we're all keeping our fingers crossed that this system won't be needed, particularly I think those living in a border area who may find themselves driving in and out of Northern Ireland on a daily basis nearly. But again, from the 1st of March, if things stay as they currently stand, you will be able to apply to your insurer for a green card. Before the 29th of March, green cards won't be needed. Thereafter, it will depend on what happens with Brexit.
And Barry, I mean, it's one of the unintended consequences of Brexit, but I'm just wondering in relation to this, are there going to be a lot more of them? Now, we'll return to this issue in a moment, but we spoke recently, and I spoke to your colleague Conor Faulkner in relation to this as well, and I'm probably asking you to do a little bit of crystal ball gazing for me here, but can you see a situation where, and the figures show that there has been a huge increase in the amount of vehicles imported from the UK into Ireland in the last 12 or 18 months, do you see a situation where massive tariffs will be placed on the importation of cars from the UK?
I think, unfortunately, it's tough to know, and it's at the moment impossible to predict. I don't think anyone could give you an accurate answer to that question, particularly when we don't know what will happen in terms of a Brexit deal. I don't think those even trying to negotiate a deal know what's going to happen with it. Certainly, it appears that way if you look at the House of Commons. So, again, in terms of will it affect car imports, potentially, but I think that's the best we can say right now. We don't know how a deal will shake out. We don't know what kind of recognition around imports and exports between the UK and Northern Ireland will be, or the UK and Ireland will be put in place. So again, I think if you are planning on importing a car, it's something that you will have to bear in mind that, you know, there's always the possibility the situation could become more expensive or more difficult. But in terms of predicting what will happen or being able to give any advice around it, just something that I don't think anyone is in a position to do so currently.
One of the suggestions that I heard in relation to it, Barry, is that, and now correct me if I'm wrong, because you're probably more familiar with the technicalities of this than I am, but if you buy a car at the moment in the UK, you pay the VAT there. Am I right in thinking that?
Yeah, that's correct.
But there is a proposal now. When I say a proposal, I suppose rumour would be probably a better word to use, that you will be required to pay the VAT in this country once you import a car.
Again, I think that's a rumour, and I think there's a lot of rumours doing the rounds that really we just don't know what will happen until we see kind of what decision is taken. I think everything at the moment in relation to UK imports and exports is to a degree up in the air on the basis of we don't know what the UK government are going to do. If they crash out in a no-deal scenario, it's going to affect people who are going to try and import a car from the UK, I would imagine. But really, until we see what happens vis-a-vis Brexit, it's impossible to know what changes could be made to that process.
I'm sure, Barry, because of your profession, no more than my own, it's something in the very initial stages that you would have been watching as well, was the Brexit campaign and all that went on around that. When did the issue of green cards for motorists travelling to the UK from the Republic raise its head? Was it even mentioned back then?
I don't think it was something that was mentioned during the course of the Brexit campaign. I think, you know, possibly at the time, a Brexit win for the Leave campaign seemed so outlandish and so unlikely that I don't think people fully looked at the consequences that would follow. The green card possibility was floated. I think first I've seen it mentioned give or take, a year ago. It's something that caught a bit more attention recently because the Motor Insurance Bureau of Ireland began their preparations around it, because as we move closer to that date, so the 29th of March, the possibility of a no-deal Brexit obviously becomes something we have to plan a bit more for. But again, it has been known that this would be a consequence of a no-deal Brexit. I think we were all just hoping we would avoid such a scenario.
And Barry, we have discussed the situation vis-a-vis Irish motorists travelling to the UK and the requirement for a green card. Can we flip that now on its head and people from the north of Ireland or Britain coming over here? And I'm particularly thinking, we'll say, excuse me, of, you know, let's say Tyrone are in this year's All-Ireland final again. People coming down from Tyrone, and we're so used to seeing, I suppose, the yellow edges around, particularly when Northern Ireland teams play in Croke Park, or indeed when the Irish rugby or soccer, well, the rugby team plays in the Aviva. What's going to be the requirements on them?
So essentially the situation will flip exactly on its head, just as we would require a green card if we were driving in Northern Ireland or the UK. Someone who's a resident in the UK or Northern Ireland, if they're coming to the Republic of Ireland or indeed driving elsewhere in the EU, they would also need a green card. So it is something that is going to affect people both in Ireland and in mainland UK. But again, I think it's a case of everyone keeping their fingers crossed and hoping we'll be able to avoid such a system, because it is going to be tedious when you consider the fact that you'll have people who regularly find themselves crossing the border. I mean, you will have people living in Donegal but working in Northern Ireland, or vice versa, who would be crossing the border on a daily basis. So again, how it will affect those living in Northern Ireland or the UK, it'll affect them in the exact same way it'll affect the Republic of Ireland motorists if the situation was to be needed.
Barry, it's another unintended consequence of Brexit. As always, Barry Allworth, Roadwatch Ireland, thank you so much for joining me. And Barry, we will keep an eye on this, and I presume your advice would be for people to contact their own insurance companies on an individual basis if this affects them.
Absolutely. I think if you know kind of that you have a journey coming up after the 29th of March, which is going to take you into Northern Ireland or the UK, start making contact with your insurance company. You know, start at least asking them what the situation will be like. They possibly won't be able to give you any direct advice until early March. But again, just make contact with them and plan your journey well in advance.
Barry Allworth, AA Ireland, thank you so much for joining me. As always, Barry, it has been a pleasure. Thank you.
Thank you.